Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, right now there's been a lot of conversation around the Discovery Board, and what seems to have happened is that I think many Discovery members haven't been particularly involved in the election of the board. But then in December, I saw a letter that made me very concerned, and that was from an association of Islamic doctors that basically said that the Discovery Board should be, in inverted commas, loaded with people that have an anti-Israel agenda. And that's a real concern, because a Discovery Board, or any medical aid board, I would imagine, should have people who can contribute towards the betterment of the members and look after the interest of the members. And it should hardly be something that is political. That obviously is a very, very real concern, because it's got nothing to do. It shouldn't have anything to do with politics or anything like that happening many, many thousands of kilometers away. And there's no doubt that this will negatively impact the members of the scheme. Well, somebody who is concerned about this is Adam Levine. Adam, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
A great pleasure. So what is the, I mean, I've mentioned some of my concerns around this, but give me some of the others. What is really going on here?
So the letter to which you referred, if I'm not mistaken, came out of an incident last year where Discovery hosted a medical conference and invited an Israeli doctor to that conference.
Yes.
The doctor was a world expert in her particular field.
Right.
And the whole thing exploded. You know, how dare they invite an Israeli doctor? My feeling about it is, well, when it comes to healthcare medicine, who cares where the doctor's from?
Right. If they're
coming to South Africa to share their knowledge and expertise, great.
Right.
So that's where the whole thing stemmed from. It went quiet, and then an organization called SAGMAP,
mm-hmm.
which is the South African Jewish Mental and Allied Health Practitioners, picked it up and sort of began a move to counter this attempt. Because frankly, politics, international politics, has no place in a medical team governance.
Right.
That, as you said, it should be for the benefit of the members.
Right.
And international politics, and it, regardless of where it's from, I should add, doesn't matter.
Right. Right. Well, it's got nothing to do with anything. Exactly.
Absolutely nothing to do with medical scheme governance.
Right.
And as trustees have to act in the best interests of the medical scheme and the best interests of its members, if they take in considerations that are irrelevant into consideration, they failing to act in the best interests of members.
Right.
That's where I'm coming from.
Shouldn't the, I mean, there's a board that governs medical aid schemes in South Africa. Surely they should be getting involved and taking on this organization, this medical organization that has called for this, because to say that you should load a local board with people that have a political agenda on a foreign matter surely is in breach of their codes.
The regulator is the Council for Medical Schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And medical schemes are a very highly regulated industry in South Africa.
Right.
So the council would pay very close attention to what's going on. And one of the things they do promote very strongly is the ability of trustees to govern the medical schemes.
Right.
So I'm not aware of any intervention they've made at the moment. They might just be closely following things to see what happens.
Right.
But if there are any concerns that irrelevant factors are being taken into consideration in the governance of Discovery Health, I have no doubt that the council will step in very quickly.
Right. So what is the solution to this? What is a solution to this?
To ensure that appropriate people who are interested only in the benefit of Discovery and its members, are elected as trustees. Historically, very few people go to the medical schemes AGMs. Most don't even know they're happening.
Right.
So now's an opportunity to go, to get involved.
Yes.
Because that's what your contributions are there for. It's there for your help.
And one of the options is to give somebody like you who is involved as a member, as a concerned member of the scheme, give you a proxy so that you could vote on our behalf, because many of us don't have the time or the knowledge to go through each of the many candidates to see who would best represent us. Is that right?
Exactly. Exactly. There are 2 or 3 dozen candidates standing for election. They have impressive biographies, but they are, as you say, lengthy to read through.
Right.
So one could definitely appoint a proxy. In that proxy, you can actually say how you want to vote. You don't have to give a discretion to the proxy holder.
Right.
You can specify how.
So you can do either of those. You can either give it to you and say, Adam, I'm leaving it to your discretion because you're going to look into it. Or you could just give it to you and say, these are the people I would like you to vote for. Okay. So if people want that information, well, I guess what they can do is just message us on 061-895-1019, and we'll share that information. So if you do need it, just message us. We'll share that information, and then you can do that. But now the proxy vote has got to be done by, the application has got to be done by 9 o'clock. Well, just a quick question. I did one yesterday, and I got an immediate response from Discovery saying that I've done that that they've received it and it's pending, but I haven't yet received confirmation that you have, that my proxy has been accepted. As long as I do it before 9 o'clock, is that acceptable, even if they haven't yet confirmed it?
Fine, as long as you've put it in. There's nothing untoward in the fact that it's pending. So the auditors that organize and run the election, they need to first ensure that the person who's giving the proxy is firstly a member of Discovery, and secondly is what they call a member in good standing. So basically your contributions are up to date. That obviously takes a little bit of time, which is why the appointment of the proxy would be pending.
Right. So if anybody does want that information, please send me a message on 061-895-1019. That is a WhatsApp number. Send it to me. We will forward you the information so that you can go ahead and do that. And please make sure that you do this before 9 o'clock this morning. Your test. If you don't, then you can still vote on the day. But this is much easier. Do it, get it done, and then you know you've done your part. Adam Levine, thank you for the work that you're doing as a Discovery member. It is 7:45.